6 minutes past 7. Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in Thursday morning's newspapers.
Thanks, Mary. There's a woman in a cap and gown pictured in the Belfast Telegraph this morning, Aoife McArdle. She was given an honorary doctorate yesterday for her work as a highly creative TV director on such programmes as Severance. At the ceremony, she's quoted as saying, "Northern Ireland is a unique place and makes for great storytelling." The rest of today's Belfast Telegraph proves her point. Northern Ireland does indeed seem unique, and the stories being told today are about art and violence. NICAP, the band named after a form of punishment shooting, are in a row with Scotland's First Minister after he said their comments about killing British Tories were beyond the pale. And the work of other artists is pictured elsewhere in the paper. A photo of that bonfire in Moygashel with a replica of a migrant boat on top, which supporters say is a piece of artistic expression. The paper says the PSNI has been urged to take down the boat. But the Telegraph also reports that loyalists last night threatened serious disorder across the north if the authorities tried to take down bonfires, particularly the one in Belfast, which is close to an electricity substation and on a site where there's asbestos. The headline over that story in the front of the Irish News is "Welcome to the North during 12th week." But a piece in the Irish Times takes a broader view. A Queen's University academic writes that she carried out research into the mental health of adolescent males in Belfast. She said that in loyalist areas, bonfire building and guarding provided strong social cohesion and mental health benefits for teenage boys. She says that rather than focusing on the controversial and divisive aspects of bonfires, the energy and enthusiasm they generate could be harnessed for other activities, like neighbourhood renewal projects. That's by Dr. Amanda Delina-Morse in the Irish Times. The Irish Independent front page features the latest in the race for the Aura story. Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization has confirmed that he's been approached to stand for the presidency. He won't say who's approached him, and he said he was surprised and humbled to be asked. He says he'll think about it. Peter Gahan has already thought about it. He's an ordinary letter writer to the Irish Times and so far hasn't been mentioned in any news coverage of possible contenders and refusers. But just in case, he writes, "I thought I should let your readers know that I will not also be seeking a nomination to run for the presidency." The front pages of the Mail and the Examiner carry a story which emerged at an Oireachtas committee yesterday. It's about the need for the Criminal Assets Bureau to protect people with dementia. TD Colin Burke told the committee that he went to Gardaí after he learnt that an elderly constituent with dementia had €100,000 taken from his bank account. The Gardaí told the TD that they couldn't act because the man wouldn't be able to give evidence due to his dementia. As well as the Oireachtas needing to plug gaps in the safeguarding legislation, the committee was told that the Criminal Assets Bureau is one mechanism that could work. A spokesperson for Safeguarding Ireland said that CAB can approach the person in receipt of the money and ask how they got it. The shaky bridge in Cork is pictured in the Examiner this morning with graffiti all over its ramps. The photo is over a column by Michael Moynihan, who says such graffiti is a mark of decline and bad for the city. He writes, "For readers musing that there's no point cleaning up graffiti as it's replaced by more, congratulations on the argument made by every toddler asked to tidy their room."